Om Shanti. Good evening and welcome all of you to the evening session. बहुत सुंदर रूप से कहा जाता है, जब तन की आंख खुलती है आसमान दिखाई देता है और जब मन की आंख खुलती है तो भगवान दिखाई देता है. आज हमारे बीच फिर से हम सभी को टू गिव अ वंडरफुल सेशन वी हैव अमंगस्ट अस रिस्पेक्टेड राजयोगिनी बीके दीपा दीदी जी. एंड आई वुड लाइक टू से अ लाइन फॉर हर. मानव के अंदर छुपी हुई शक्तियों को वे जगाती हैं, सकारात्मक दिशा देती हैं और ईश्वरीय पथ दिखाती हैं. प्लीज पुट योर हैंड्स टुगेदर टू वेलकम हर टू दिस सेशन, रिस्पेक्टेड दीपा दीदी जी.
Om Shanti. Good evening. As we were listening to this beautiful song, what thoughts came in your mind? Jaisa hum sochenge, waisa ban jayenge. Very beautiful thought behind that. And that shows us the power of our own thoughts, feelings, emotions. And I think from yesterday till now, we have had many speakers sharing their personal experiences, talking about the power of our own thoughts, feelings. Today, Dr. Mohit Gupta also was talking about how important it is to have this self-compassion, self-care. And so throughout the day, what I'm thinking is so important. And we find that very subtly behind our thoughts are our feelings, emotions, and behind that is the subtle attitudes which we have slowly and slowly created in the journey of our life. And as we find that we trace our journey, there's been one thing which has been the driving force, passion, as brother had said, purpose, but then it is for achieving some experience of success. And as we see success as an attitude, what that does that mean? Success as a destination is something that you know, some outcome. You want to achieve some outcome in your family, in your relationships, at work. But success as an attitude means? Yes? We find success as an attitude is that every moment, how I can think in a way in which I can empower myself, empower the environment around me, add energy to what I'm doing, sustain and nurture other people's energies who I'm interacting. And so the key is what I'm thinking about myself and what I choose to think about the people and situations around me. And so then what happens? My own state of mind, it becomes a ripple effect, yes? So what I'm adding value to myself, it becomes the immediate impact is seen where? If I remain positive, if I remain creative, if I have all those thoughts which are pleasant, which add energy, what's the immediate impact on our health? Yes, our body? You feel so? Yes? You can shake your heads if you feel, yes? And so we find that as soon as we feel in the right state of mind, we create those right feelings about ourselves or anything which we are doing also, or the people with whom we are interacting. You know, our body itself is in a state of equilibrium. We feel comfortable. And we find that whatever we are thinking, today scientists are talking about the direct effect which it has on our body. Yes? The energy of our thoughts, the vibrations which we call as. Dr. Mohit also was sharing his personal experience. Remember? How we find he was able to heal himself. Yes? And I think such experiences of healing, we have had many other stories like this. Yes? We've heard like this. Read about them also. Ourself also, when we are not in a right state of mind, Physically also it impacts us. We feel the fatigue, we feel the tiredness there. Yes, the anxiety in our mind affects our body. You've had this experience? Worry or stress which is there in your mind, it affects your body. You feel tired in the middle of the day. Yes. And so we find this impact on the body is there. The scientists also are talking about this. And we find there is a study of Dr. Emoto also. Have you heard of this scientist? Yes. What does it say, this study? Yes, you can just stand up maybe and share. Yes. Can you give them a mic? Yeah. Yes, yes. And get a mic for them. It's a very interesting study about the impact of thoughts on water. And the study is called Water Crystals. I'm sure some of you would have read about it or maybe heard about it sometime.
Hello. Yeah, so jumping, where the vibrations are passed through water, and there was an experiment by this Japanese scientist, and for 21 days or something, he used two samples of water. In one he passed happy vibrations, and the other he passed unhappy vibrations, and both were sent for the crystallization process. And the result of that was the happy vibrations from the
A little closer, maybe.
The happy vibrations formed the snowflake symbol, and the sad vibrations was like a foul water. So, yeah, that was the outcome of that experiment.
Yes. And also we can see the slide, maybe. And maybe in the end of the slides, we talk about this water. Water crystals is the experiment which you can see on the internet sometime. And he talks about the power of thoughts, in which he talks about, he does this experiment where he exposes water in an environment of music. First it is heavy metal music, which is what music? Heavy metal music, loud music, yes, which we have in, you know, some occasions, disco music or something like that, yes. And then freezes that water and sees it under a microscope. And the other music is exposed to the previous ones. Yeah. Yeah. And the other water, the music which is exposed, the water is exposed to is any instrumental music, any meditation music or soft music. And then freezing the water and seeing it under the microscope. And there are changes which you can actually see. And then he has water put in bottles, and then there are labels. Some labels which have words which evoke those wonderful feelings, good feelings, positive feelings. And some words when we read, they evoke those negative feelings. And then again, that's the result which you can see. And then he works with prayer of different religions, different cultures, and then with prayer also there is this impact. But what's most interesting is the impact of the remote prayer experiment. So we find that, like, you're sitting here, and if I ask you to remember your family, some of you have your family here with you, but those who don't have their family here, your life partner, you can remember? You can remember her or him? Yes? You can remember your children, your parents? You can remember? Yes? Yes. So they are not physically in front of you. You can't see them with your physical eyes, but you can still see them. How do you see them? Yes, but what is that? Yes? Through your thought, yes, what else? On the understanding of the self, the first day, yesterday, we found the faculties of the self. What are the three faculties of the inner self? Yes, yesterday's Rajyoga lesson, one. The three faculties, your inner MIS, that's a clue. Yes, mind, the other faculty, intellect, and the third one, sanskars. So we find the intellect becomes the inner eye, divya chakshu, antar chakshu we say. And so we find that you're sitting here, but you're seeing them through your inner eye, through your intellect, you're visualizing them. So these people were asked to visualize the lake. And then after some time, prayer, and then they came back, and that's the result which they can see. So we find that the body is how much water? If we can come back to the original slide. Body is how much water? So what I'm thinking is first impacting what? My body, yes, the water in the body is either becoming alkaline, if I have those good feelings and emotions, or if those negative feelings and emotions are evoked, then what happens? It becomes acidic. And so we find that it's not just a thought any longer, no? Till now we always felt it's just a thought. I just had this thought, I didn't have any basic intention, it just came in my mind. But we find that we are the master of our own mind. We choose what to think. And so we find that it affects our body, impacts our body, and then those attitudes within, they impact also. If we can come back to our original first line, they also impact what? Body, what else? Our thought, our attitude, our feelings, they impact what else in the outside world? Relationships, yes, what else? It impacts our relationships, it impacts our responsibilities, what we have, the tasks which we are doing, how effectively we are able to do the task, how happily we do it, with how much creativity we do it, yes? When we are calm, we are relaxed, then we find we are more creative, we have more discrimination and decision-making capabilities. And so we find it affects our responsibilities, so it affects our work, whether it's at home, office, social work, any work. And so that's how we impact our world, how we contribute to our world. So we find that that quality time which we start investing to bring quality in the innate self, to empower our quality feelings, our emotions, our attitudes, what happens? The ripple effect automatically is to the world. And so we find that as success, it's not just a destination which we need to reach, but it's creating the right feeling in the present. Yes? How I feel about myself, how I feel about myself attending this program today, how I feel about my family, how I feel about my work. Today, creating that right feeling. So it becomes a journey, yes? Otherwise what happens, if it's only a destination, what happens to success? We'll keep waiting for it, yes? You achieve it and then after some time, there's another destination, yes? And so you'll always keep waiting for something to happen to make you feel successful, to make you feel happy, to make you feel joyful. But when you see it as a process, every moment, being in the present also gives me that sense of joy, gives me that sense of fulfillment where I can use this moment to the fullest. And we find that whatever I'm doing today, how I'm doing it is what matters to me. I remember that we used to have a lot of programs because like IT wing, we have a lot of other wings and we have also a business industry wing which we conduct programs in different companies. And I remember that we used to be a team of faculties, I and some other sisters used to go to Hindustan Petroleum where we had this institute in Nigri, the Management Development Institute, and we used to have some programs over there. They were having a competency mapping program in which we used to do a schedule or maybe a module of inner leadership, and we used to stay there for about 3 days in that complex. We used to take our food and everything also, and this was at least 15-20 years back, in which IT was not advanced as such, and I had another sister with me, but we were not so very comfortable with using all the aspects. The floppy disk was there those years back, and I remember that once, just before I began the program, I realized that I've forgotten it. And I always remember this brother, his name is Vittal Bhai. I'm not sure whether he's still there in Nigri, in that institute. There are so many principals, so many faculties with whom we used to interact, so many other officers, but I only remember his name, because he was actually only responsible for, the logistics, our training room, keeping things clean, keeping things in order, and also just arranging things. And yet we found that he was always available, always helpful. And so I remember that day that he found me a little confused, and the program was beginning, people were starting to come into the hall, and he said, "Didi, what happened?" And I said, "I've forgotten that floppy, and I think I forgot to put it." And he said, "Don't worry, that time we used to not have so many email setups and all that," but he said, "There's one in the office, and you inform your center in Mumbai, they'll send us a mail, and I'll put it on a floppy and I'll get it back for you. You begin, you do something, and I'll get it back, don't worry." And within half an hour, I had it with me. So I knew that whenever I go in Nigri, whatever problem I have, I just have to call Vittal Bhai, and he's going to be there, and he's going to arrange everything. He was not at a very senior level, at the lower level. Yet whatever he did, there was a lot of goodness, there was a lot of availability, there was a lot of attitude of being helpful, of being able to connect with the person and fulfill their needs. And so whenever we add meaning to what we are doing, we are remembered. Yes, we are successful. Breaking my old limits, old ways of thinking, and accepting the new. Important to be a successful parent today. Yes, can we handle our children as we were handled by our parents? Yes, it's not possible. We have to change the way we think about them. Yes, we need to see them more as children or more as friends. More than a parent, they need a parent who is a friend. Important? A parent who listens to them, understands them, who's always their coach, who's always mentoring them, who's always accepting them as they are. So I need to change my limitations. And I always think that, well, whenever my parents said anything, I always obeyed. And my children don't obey, they don't listen to me. But I need to accept that I need to change the way I deal with children today. I need to express that newness, because today they are more, they have more IQ, they have more understanding about things around them. We can learn from them more rather than teaching them. You think this so? You think so? And if you become open to learning with your children, what happens? Yes? What happens? You're better, better friends. You'll win their friendship. Yes. So as in the morning some speaker was saying, it should not be that when you come into the house, they don't want to be there. No? So if you are friends, then they are always, you are always able to have that connection with them, and they would be easy to share. So allowing yourself to break those old limitations, being able to be stable in every situation. When things are working, that is victory, that time surely it's God's gift to me, His divine blessings to me, where He was able to help me to do the task in a way in which I could achieve success. But when there is defeat, when there's failure, yes? What is failure? What should be an attitude of a winner towards a failure? Yes? learning. So a failure is actually just a signal telling me that what I'm doing today is not working. I need to do something different. Yes, like the morning brother was talking about, Hardik brother was talking about insecurity, no? So the attitude behind that, you're insecure, you need to do something more to make yourself secure in that, to make yourself more capable in that. And so if I see defeat as a learning experience, then what happens? Does it remain a defeat? We say, oh, we have so many years of experience in this field. What does that mean, those years of experience? I've been able to learn from every failure and move ahead. And so we find that every day, adding to my skill set externally and adding to my values and virtues internally is the basis of nurturing success. Yes? So when we add value to our skill set, we can see that, no? Okay, I'm better at this now, I can do this better, this is much better. So I keep learning and updating. But at the value level, virtue level, adding values to myself every day, virtues to myself every day, yes? So that we find the attitude behind experiencing that joy of success. And so when yesterday we found our beloved sister Aruna Ben was talking about transformation, and she begins where? Begins within, and it's a journey. Why do we need to transform? Yes? Very beautiful thought which she gave. I need to transform because I need to return back to my originality, to as I am, to my perfection. And so we find that these are some attitudes which will help us to return back to our originality, our perfection, that state of inner leadership. The first attitude which we can talk about is listening, which you have been practicing since 3 days, no? Listening, listening and listening. It has been tough? It has been tough? Yes or no? A little tough? A little tough also, because spiritual concepts are very heavy and you've been used to working and doing things and just sitting there and trying to absorb so much information should be tough. But in our daily work level and our relationships, we need to listen. Yes? It's important. Are we good listeners? Someone very beautifully has talked about listening as being the attitude where I seek to understand before I seek to be understood. Yes? Most of the times when someone is speaking to me, madam is speaking to me, and I don't agree with her, so what do? I say, no madam, that's wrong. I don't think that's right. Well, it is like this. Yes? It happens like this. Yes? As soon as we feel the other person is expressing something which I don't agree with, what do? I stop that person. And I try to put my point forward. Is it right? Yes? And so what happens is that we find that very subtly we are always seeking to be understood before we seek to understand. Yes? And so many times we are in a meeting. This is if individually I stopped madam and I said, no, well, this is like this. This is what it actually is. But in a meeting, we can't do that. So what do? We stop listening. Yes? In a meeting, people are saying something. Someone has started expressing their ideas or views. We stop listening. And what we do, we start doing then? We start thinking of what we have to say when we get a chance so that we can break that idea into pieces. Yes? Yes? Yes or no? And so we find, as soon as we stop listening, what happens? What happens? Yes? Yes, we find the environment, and we stop listening, what happens to the relationship also? The energy exchange is not so positive. And after some time in the meeting, I go back with how many ideas? Only my own. Yes, because I've not listened to anyone. So does listening mean agreeing with everyone? I say, madam, you are also right, brother, you are also right, brother, you are also right, and brother, you are also right. Will I need to say that? Can I do that? Especially at a leadership level? You can't do that. Then what's listening? What's listening? If it's not agreeing, then what is listening? Yes. Okay. So every time someone says something or puts forward an idea which I don't agree with, I, as brother said very nicely, accept it as another information, a new piece of understanding, a new piece of information which is working for someone. I have my own set of ideas which are working for me, but this is a new set of idea which is working for someone else. Yes? And so I keep it as a new understanding, a new learning. And slowly we find, as soon as I'm open to listening, what happens in the meeting? At work, when you start coordinating with people, like suppose madam is saying something and I'm open to listening to her, so what I do? I don't agree with her ideas, but I listen to her and I try to understand, well, that's the way she's doing it. And so what happens when I start speaking? Maybe madam does not agree with my idea, but what will she do? What will she do? She will listen to me. And so after some time, we may agree on only two issues. We spoke on 10, we agreed only on 2. But we still are friends. I know what she wants to say in those other 8 issues. She understands my point of view on those other 8 issues. And so we can come back again and meet each other. Yes? There's a bridge of communication. We respect each other. Yes? We agree to disagree. Yes? Mat bhed ho sakte hain, man bhed nahi hoga. Important? Important? Yes? And so we find that behind listening, it is this attitude, the humility to learn, to understand. No? It's so easy for us to feel that, well, I know everything. Socrates, it seems, was the wisest man of his century. And he was asked that, why are you said to be the wisest man? He said, well, I don't know. But I know one thing. I know that I don't know. That is, that openness to learn. And we see it here also, especially in our seniors, our daddies, we find that always in that student life consciousness, always ready to learn. You're listening? You're listening? Are you here? Sure? Because I can't hear you. Are you here? So you're physically here. Are you mentally here? From the moment you entered this room, maybe at 4:30, some of you were ahead me, then me also, you were here at 4:25. Congratulations for being in so much of time. Are you feeling that your mind was here from that time? Physically you are seated in front of me. Was your mind here? You sure? Yes. Did it take a little stroll somewhere else? Without your permission? Yes, it happened. So we find that behind this attitude of listening is the power to withdraw, the inner silence, where I'm able to have this little moment of silence where I recharge my spiritual capabilities. So how can I listen to people always when I have that inner silence? I need to listen to the people around me, I need to listen to my body, yes? I need to listen to the signals of my body. Yes, every time there's an illness, a breakdown in my health, there's a signal before that telling me to take care. Yes, telling me to slow down. Yes, telling me to give a little more rest to the body. Yes, I need to listen to that. So I need to spend those little moments throughout the day where I have used the power to withdraw. In that little moment, that little drop of time for myself. We use it here as traffic control. I'm sure you've heard this word before. And every hour there is a little song being played. Have you heard this in the cantus? Yes. So that little moment for myself. And as I allow that moment to fill that silence in my mind, then I feel light and then I'm ready to listen. Now, for listening, I also need to be available. As we saw, you're physically available, but you need to be available also in the now. Yes. Be in the present. Yes. And so when we are working in a team, when we are getting, implementing, you know, issues, projects, we are working with people, we find being available in the present is so important. Because we find when we talk about time management, what other issues we can take care of, but being in the present is one of the most important tools for time management. Throughout the day, how many moments are you just in the now? If you check yourself, what do you find? Yes? A lot of time we are in the past. What moments of the past pull our mind and intellect? What am I dragged to in the past? I don't want to, but yet I'm dragged there. My attention is dragged there. What aspects of my past? Yes? Bad experiences, moments of pain, moments of sorrow. Yes? What we do through meditation is we heal ourselves. We heal those emotional wounds. And as soon as we heal ourselves with meditation and with our loving connection with the Supreme Father, we find being in the present becomes easier. I learn from that situation in the past and I heal myself. If there's some pain which I've taken in a relationship, I forgive. Important? Important? Yes, to forgive. In Jainism, we have this festival, Michchami Dukkam. It was just there sometime, days back, yes, after Paryushan. It's celebrated as a festival. It's so important. Because what am I doing when I'm not able to forgive? What am I doing? Yes, I'm holding on to all that pain, sorrow. And so I'm not able to be in the present. Present of my own time, present of that person. That person could have changed, but I have not changed my ideas. That's why someone very beautifully has said that the wisest man he has ever met was his tailor. And naturally he was questioned that, why do you think your tailor is the wisest man? And he said, well, my tailor, whenever he comes to me, he takes my new measurement. Because he believes I must have changed somewhere. And he said, well, other people always feel they have my measure. And so we find that very subtle availability in everyone's present, where I see them as they are now, rather than holding on to their past or even future. Yes? You're here today for this program. You arrived on Friday or Saturday. You're here in this program. The decision was taken when? Few weeks back, a month or two back, yes, you booked your tickets and you took a decision, you had the registration done. So decision of the past, you experience the fruit in the present. Your decisions today, the fruit will be where? Where? Future. So when are you creating your future? Now. Being available influences our future. And so we find, what is the power which helps us to sustain and nurture this attitude of availability? The power to pack up. Just be here. Put a full stop. And ready for the present. Like little children, if you see, what do they learn first? They put their pencil on that paper. You must have seen a little child. What do they learn first? The point. They press their pencil. And we find as we grow up, the most difficult is to put this point or full stop. Yes? Difficult? Yes. And seeing everything as a learning and being able to put a full stop. The spiritual grammar, where the power to withdraw is like a comma, taking time for yourself, a moment to recharge, refresh, restore your innate energies. And this is the spiritual grammar of putting a full stop. And we find that when we are available, then we have the attitude of tolerance. Needed? Important? Important? Yes? The attitude of tolerance in relationships is important. Yes, because we are at different frequencies sometimes, different page sometimes. Sanskars are different. Matching our sanskars with the other individuals sometimes is different. Yes, we have different journeys we have come from. Important at work also. Yes, when we work with our seniors, when we work with our colleagues, at home also. Sometimes our spouse has said something or taken a decision which is not very pleasant for me. I don't feel it's right. To be tolerant is important. To stay calm is important. Yes, and then speak about it, then share. Important. Yes. And so what is the power which helps us to be tolerant? The very beautiful image of nature which we can see is of the tree. Why is the tree said to be tolerant? Yes? Yes? Yes. So if the child throws a stone, the tree still gives fruit. The tree knows that the more fruit it has, the more stones it has to bear. Yes? Yes? So the more stronger you are, the more values you have, the more empowered you are, the more challenges come. The more higher you reach in your career, yes, the more challenges will come. Yes? Even your academic career, as higher you go, your challenges or your exams become tough, difficult. Yes. And so we find that the strength to be able to respond and not react to people and situations. And we find that when we have tolerance, then it becomes easy for us to have the attitude of flexibility. Important? With different people, to be flexible. Yes. And we find that there's this little toy which I remember from my childhood, you know. You must have seen it also. It's a toy which has a metallic foundation, but a toy is made of some light material, maybe plastic or something like that. You just push it and what happens? It falls down. But as soon as you release the pressure, what happens? It comes back. It comes back and stands straight again. And so maybe there are times that there is pressure, there is some decisions which people need to take, other people need to take, it's beyond my space of decision, and maybe there's something which is done or which I have to do which is not so pleasant. So I have to bow down, I have to be humble. But as soon as I have the choice, I can stand up. What is that metallic foundation for us? Our integrity to our value system. It helps us to bounce back. Our state of mind remains unaffected. Yes? Important? Yes. But bowing down is very wise. It's like that blade of grass which bows down when there is a storm. Why doesn't it fight the storm? Because that's not its purpose, no? Its purpose is to enjoy the wind. So as soon as there's a storm, what does that blade of grass do? It's wise enough, it recognizes that this is a storm and I don't need to fight it. Just bows down, allows it to pass and then comes back. When, as soon as there's a gentle breeze again, it starts playing back, starts enjoying that. And so being grounded to my value system is very important, that integrity to my value system. What is the power which helps us to be flexible? The power to accommodate. The power to see goodness in everyone. Yes, I can be flexible with people when I am able to see their virtues and qualities. To be able to accommodate the weaknesses. The best symbol in nature is the ocean. Yes? And what does the ocean do? Why is the ocean said to be the symbol of the power to accommodate? Yes, someone else also. What does the ocean do? Yes? सागर की विशेषता क्या है? Whatever you throw, what does it do? Accepts. But what else is very important in the ocean? Yes, when you go in the morning after the Ganpati Visarjan, what happens the next day? You find everything is on the shore. What it doesn't want to merge, what it feels is not healthy for it to merge, what it happens? It just throws it on the shore. So that power to accommodate, that is to keep only those things which are of value within my mind and heart. And rest of the waste, I allow it to move. I forgive people. I don't hold on to those feelings and emotions, yes? I see only their goodness. I work with their strengths. I work with their virtues and capabilities. Important? Yes? And so we find that this power to accommodate helps us to sustain that flexibility. And so when I'm flexible, I need to have discrimination also, where to be flexible and where not to be flexible. Yes? Today we find we have added a lot of flexibility in our life. That attitude has become very, very easily seen in our life, where value systems are there. No? Become very flexible in our values. Yes? Someone had that question where we were asking about honesty in work, in business. No? So we feel that, well, honesty is good. Yes, it's a good virtue. And yet, we need to be practical sometimes. Yes? By using the word practical, what do we give ourselves? We give ourselves a little liberty. Yes? And so that's where we need to be very strongly grounded in our values. So as much as I'm grounded in my values, what happens? There's a deep sense of self-esteem for myself. Because every time I lose that integrity to my own personal values, then there is a lot of restlessness within, there's a lot of inner chaos within, and I don't feel good about myself, and I don't feel that deep sense of self-respect. And so it's very important for me to have discrimination of where I should be flexible, where not. How I should deal with every person who's interacting with me. What should I do in this situation? What I should not do in this situation? So the power of discrimination helps us to discern people, situations and time. Which attitude is useful where? We have the power to tolerate and we have the power to face. Okay? Now with people, which power should be used? Which power should be used? Both are powers. Power to face also, we'll be seeing that in future. And the power to tolerate also. With people, which power we should use? Power to tolerate? Yes? To be able to be calm and then respond. But what do we do? Which power do we use with people? Yes? When there's a little friction, what happens? We don't agree with people's ideas. Which power do we use? Use the power to face. How could you say that? Why did you say that? This is not right. That's not right. So that is also power. But where it has to be used? The discrimination. It has to be used for situations. We'll see it how in the future. So we find that this power of discrimination allows me to understand where I should be quiet, where I should speak. Where I should be tolerant, where I should face. Yes? And then we find that when we have the power of discrimination, it becomes easy for me to take decisions, to be decisive. Important? Important to be decisive? Yes? For being successful at work at least, yes? There are some people who find it difficult to discriminate. They are very impulsive decision makers. But then there are some people who think a lot, but they are not able to decide. And so the attitude of decision making, which is the attitude of being able to choose, take risk. And what is the power which supports decision making? The power to judge. The spiritual power to judge. And we find that we have the symbol of the goddess of justice, no? Blindfolded, having a scale in a hand. Why blindfolded? Why blindfolded? To be impartial. Yes, what else? Otherwise you'll fall asleep. So you should speak. Yes? Why blindfolded? To be impartial, to be unbiased. You need to be also. So you need to do that in your decision making at work. You need to be unbiased. Yes, you're also leading some team, some organization. You need to be unbiased. Yes, so do you need to close your eyes? You can't do that. And why is that the symbol of being unbiased? Because what I see from these physical eyes, what do I see? Every individual's physical identity. So what do I see them as? Their physical form, their name, their color, their physical body, their identity, that is their religion, their background, their belief system, their financial status, their age, their country, their culture. Yes? But blindfolded means not seeing with this physical eyes, but seeing with which eye? Which eye we were talking about? The inner eye. The spiritual eye of wisdom. Spiritual insight, which we say. In English we use the word I see. I didn't see everything, but I understand. So seeing it through that spiritual wisdom. I see everyone as now. As now. Yes, which is the identity we feel is our own identity and also the permanent identity of every individual when we interact? A soul. And so when I see them as a soul, as a being of light, as a child of the Supreme Father, as a peaceful soul, what happens to our vision, our attitude for them? Yes, unbiased? Unbiased? A part of our family? Yes? Member of the global family? Spiritual family. And so we find then we are unbiased. So the ability also to be able to see the past, understand the past, the balance between the past, present and future. I learn from the past, I plan for the future and act in the present. And so the intellect becomes Trikal Darshi. Today our morning spiritual study, we were given secrets about how we can imbibe this attitude of being Trikal Darshi. The Supreme gives us the gift of the divine intellect, which helps us to see the past, present and future. That is to learn from the past, plan for the future and be in the present. Important? Important for you? In your decision makers, as decision makers, it's important. And so we find when we take decisions, are we responsible for them? If you take the decision, you are responsible. Now what happens if the decision is creating a successful outcome? Mostly we acknowledge that and say, well, I took that decision, I was there. Well, I initiated that task. Well, I only gave that idea. Well, I was in the meeting. And if it's not a positive outcome, what happens? Who's responsible? Who's responsible? Yes? The team. Well, I gave them a guideline. They had to see the reality. They had to change according to the circumstances. Well, I sent this mail, I copied this mail to all the heads of the department. Yes? So, it's not my responsibility alone. No? So, as soon as there's a failure, what happens? Who becomes responsible? A blame game starts. No? Yes? And so, how to have the power to take responsibility of every decision, the power to face, the courage. I keep one step of courage in front and what happens? Multi-million fold of support from the Supreme follows me. Himmate bachcha, madade khuda. So when I keep that one step of courage and I remember the Supreme Father, His multi-million will take a moment to remember Him.
जीवन है प्यारा, योगी बनो ज्ञानी बनो, योगी जीवन है प्यारा। काम क्रोध मद लोभ मोह वश आज तब मोह का, योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले दुआ। काम क्रोध मद लोभ मोह वश आज तब मोह का, योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले दुआ।
We were seeing the power to face, the courage which gives us the power to face difficult situations and still have faith in the self and faith in God. And so we find when we have this power to face and accept responsibility, especially in times of failure, when I accept that responsibility and say, well, I have taken that decision, so I am responsible, let's do it in this way. Let's learn from it and move into a different direction. What happens to my team? What happens to my team? Yes, my relationship with them, and I accept responsibility of failure, what happens? They will respect me. They'll come together. They'll support me. Yes, so there is automatically team spirit. People supporting each other. And so team spirit, how can it be sustained? With the power to cooperate. Why do I need to cooperate with others? Yes. Why do I want to cooperate with others? Yes? Because we find that we are already receiving cooperation from everyone. And we find that when we want to cooperate, it doesn't mean that we have to make people like us, or someone would be like us and then only we can cooperate and work together. But we find that being different and still working together is the beauty of cooperation. These five fingers, we always mention about the five fingers when we talk about different in their thought process or different in the way they work. We say five fingers are never the same. Yes? Now if these five fingers would be the same, like each other, same shape, same size, what would be the utility of our hand? Would it increase or decrease? Increase? Decrease. So they need to be different. Each one of us needs to be different. Yes. And we still need to be connected. These fingers are connected with the palm. A beautiful piece of music. Yes. And so we find those high notes and low notes connected to a beautiful rhythm. High notes are also there, low notes are also there. Noise also has high notes and low notes. Yes. But what's the difference? We don't want to hear noise. But music we enjoy. What's the difference? Both have different notes, musical notes. What's the difference? The rhythm. As soon as the rhythm is broken in music, what happens? It becomes noise. And as soon as you set the rhythm right, what does it become? Music. So if a team has friction, it's because of not being connected with a higher purpose, with values, with a higher mission. Yes? You set the rhythm right, you create music. But if you don't nurture that togetherness, what happens? Music can become noise anytime. Yes? And so we find we need to sustain this power of cooperation. And these attitudes, the being attitudes and the doing attitudes, help us to deal with situations more effectively so that we experience that sense of joy, stability, calmness. And we find that these powers help us in different areas. The power to tolerate and power to accommodate helps us in the area of relationships. So whenever they have challenges there, this will heal you. You'll be able to get this presentation on your net, so don't worry. And where work is concerned, there are people who are very good in relationships, but at work level, efficiency level, there is a gap. There, these powers to discriminate and decision making help people to become more effective at work. The efficiency improves. And there are some people who are effective at work, but whenever the situation changes, there's a new situation in front of them, they are uneasy. They are disturbed. They are upset. They are worried. And so the power to face and the power to cooperate helps us to deal with difficult situations. And there are some people who are able to find that inner restlessness, they experience that inner restlessness not because of things happening outside, but because of some mood swings within. Yes? Happens sometimes. Things outside are working fine and yet within I feel it's not okay. Yes? Yes, it happens. Externally everything is going on well and yet I feel that no, I'm not happy, I'm not feeling good, people don't like me, you know. And so that upheaval in my state of inner self, my inner state of mind, and so there these powers to withdraw, that is to nurture my self-esteem, create that silence, and nurturing my self-esteem is important. And the power to pack up, that is to let go of the past. Okay, in the past maybe there are situations which I have not handled well, but the present, I have now become more stronger, more clear about what I should do, more courageous, and so I'll do better. I'll be able to work out well. And so we find that these powers help us to sustain our experience of lightness, happiness and success. The more we meditate, as we practice Raja Yoga meditation, we will experience these powers increasing in our life at a day-to-day level. We have them, but they are not so activated. Yes? And so meditation helps us to activate them. Now we find that we use meditation moments. We'll have a small little activity before we end today. We have this list of values. You can see them? You can see them? Maybe you can select one which is there in the list or any other one. That value which you feel is God's special gift to you. It's His divine gift to you. All of these values, 36 is just one list, but there are many more. And so all of these values are within you. Some you have used and so they are available. Some are still unused, not nurtured so much and so they are not so available. But amongst them there is one value which is very easily reflected in your behavior, in your interactions. People appreciate that value within you. What's that value? Select that. It's your identity, it's your introduction. It's like your signature. Select that one value, your key strength. Selected? Selected? Sure, everyone selected? Just put up your hand if you've selected. Yes. Mm-hmm. Madam, can you just come for a minute? Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll have a small little exercise. Come up. We'll have a small little exercise in which you will have to introduce yourself to one friend, okay? About at least 4-5 friends. Now, how do you do that? We'll just show you. Now, you have selected your virtue from the list. I've also selected my virtue. So now I will introduce myself with my new friend on the basis of my virtue, on the basis of my value, and I will give that gift of that value to my friend. I'm so happy meeting her, so I would like to give her that gift. Would you like to give this gift to your friends also? Yes. Now this gift, once you give, what happens to that value? It will increase or decrease? It will increase. So we'll give these gifts. Okay? I am determination, and I would like to give you this key of determination. Once you are determined, then things follow very easily. Your zeal, enthusiasm is easily available.
Thank you, determination. I am honesty. I feel that being honest maintains your integrity and stays with you, improves the trust amongst the community that you're working with, and it makes it much easier for people to interact and work with. Yeah, I would like to give you the gift of honesty.
Thank you. Thank you, honesty. Yes. Just take 2 minutes. We can go. Just take 2 minutes. 2 minutes to introduce yourself to 2 people on your side. One on the right, one on the left. Shake hands. Shake hands with your person who's on the left and the right. Or one behind, those who have someone behind. Someone in front, then one more in front. So you have 2 minutes. Let's see how many gifts you can get in 2 minutes. Yes. Left, right, behind. Some of you are just looking at me, but then you need to share gifts. So please do some activity of shaking hands with your friends on the right, on the left, in front, behind. As many friends, as many gifts you can get. Yes, you still have a minute. I don't see you shaking hands with your friends around you. You can move a little this side, that side, behind. You have people behind you. Shake hands with friends. Get some gifts. Share some gifts. Yes, are you doing that? Not shaking hands with your friends? You are just happy looking at each other, no? Please shake hands. Share your gift with someone. Have a big heart, be benevolent and share this gift. Okay. 2 minutes are over. How many of you have been able to get at least 5 gifts? Somewhere? More than 5, anyone? Okay. 4? 3? 2? Many. Mm-hmm. Behind, no gifts? Behind, no gifts? Waiting for someone to come and give you a gift? Okay. Now, did you enjoy this exercise? It was very simple, but yet it's very interesting. Why? Why was it interesting? Why was it enjoyable? You wanted to get some gift from someone. The joy of getting something. The joy of giving also was there. You were happy to give your gift also. Yes. It didn't take a lot of time, no, I think. Few seconds, 10-15 seconds. In that 10-15 seconds that you interacted with your friend, what was your energy exchange? Very light, very happy, very positive, good feelings. You know this person now better. You feel more close to this person. Strange, because you didn't spend any time with him. Maybe you have not even met this person before, or maybe just seen him sitting around you. But you feel closer in just few seconds. Why? Why? Yes? Because you're able to connect with that individual's value, that is his inner core, the pure essence within. Now, every time I interact with people at work, okay, you have your colleagues, you have your clients, you have your staff, you have your seniors, yes? Every time you connect with them, if you're able to be aware of their virtue, keep it in your heart, in your mind, and then talk to them at work, will it help you? Will it help you? Even in situations of conflict, you don't agree with the idea. You don't agree with their decision. And you need to have a discussion because it's affecting your work, it's affecting your clients. And so you need to have a discussion because you don't agree with what decision they have done or taken. And yet when you're interacting with them and discussing that issue, you know that this person genuinely is a very cooperative person. You know that this person is a very honest person. You allow the awareness of their virtue to remain in your mind and heart when you're having the discussion. Will it help? Will it help? What will the conflict resolution happen? How will it be? Easier? Why? Why? Because the energy exchange has been very loving, respectful. Yes, you disagree with that person's idea, but you still are friends. You still enjoy working with each other. Important? Important at work? Important in the family also? Every time I connect with my child, especially when I disagree with what my child has done, yes, my son or my daughter, and I don't appreciate the decision or maybe the reaction which they gave or maybe what they said, yes? And every time I want to discuss about that with them, I allow my mind to keep their virtue, their quality, their speciality, their beauty in my mind and heart when I'm talking to them. Will it help? Will it help? Yes? The child will be able to feel that love from you, that deep sense of respect which you have for your child. Yes? He'll feel more better and then he'll be able to accept, yes, your instruction or your guidance, yes, your inputs, he'll appreciate your inputs better. And so keeping the awareness of my own virtues and keeping the awareness of virtues of others. And so we find this a very simple exercise, but it gives us a lot of understanding of what is the impact of what I'm thinking and feeling within. And so we find that this is the innate where we are the source of all these virtues and qualities. And let's take that little moment to again dive deeper within and, you know, go into that deep well as Aruna Ben was talking about in the morning and experience our own beauty within, you know. I'll reconnect to those wonderful pearls, those jewels of virtues which are hidden within, those innate powers which we have, which the Supreme has gifted us with. Yes, let's take a journey. Let's be with ourselves for some time. So we have spent time listening to each other, talking to each other. But now let's talk to our self. Let's spend time listening to whom? To our own inner voice. Yes? So when we enjoy that moment of silence, it's saying that I enjoy my company. Yes? Now you enjoy silence better? You enjoy? You appreciate? Some of us, before we came to such a retreat or we were introduced to meditation, we didn't like silence, no? because we felt it's empty. We're getting bored. We wanted to do something, listen to someone, listen to some music, talk to someone, you know, see something. We don't like silence because till now we didn't recognize that silence is actually spending time with myself. So when I say I don't like silence, it's actually saying that I don't like my own company. Yes? And that's not very pleasant, no? That's being a little rude with ourselves. Yes? And so let's enjoy moments of silence from now on, every time. Every day I create that moments where I enjoy my own company. And how will I enjoy my own company? How do you enjoy other people's company? You have some friends at home, you have some friends at work, you have some friends here whose company you enjoy. Why? Why? Yes? Some matching of ideas, matching of values, what else? You can learn something from that person. You feel good talking to that person, you get some good vibrations, you know, you feel more happier. So when I start adding value to my own state of mind, my innate self, I become more peaceful, more light, more settled, more calmer, more positive. I will enjoy my company. Yes? I like to be with myself. Yes? And so let's spend that little moment with ourselves. And as I take this moment, I allow my mind to withdraw from the outside. In my journey of life till now, there's been so many moments which I've created for my family, for people whom I love, for my work, for society, for doing some beneficiary actions, some benevolent actions. And yet, I realize that I've never spent that quality time with myself. Finally, I've recognized the value of spending time with myself. Let me allow my attention to be channelized within. I consciously withdraw my mind and start appreciating myself. As I see myself, I acknowledge and appreciate my physical body, this wonderful costume, this gift from the Supreme Father. I thank my body for supporting me, for always being there available. For supporting me for all my activities. I have gratitude towards my body and I acknowledge my responsibility to keep it healthy. And yet I recognize that it's my body, it belongs to me. And I, the being of light, is the master. Through my mind's eye, I see myself, this beautiful light radiating between the forehead, like a flawless diamond, shining, radiating. As a being of peace, a being of light. I see this light of calmness and silence radiating around me. I'm surrounded with the energy of peace and calmness. And in this moment, I feel so light, so free. Free from the worry of the past or the future. Enjoying this moment with myself. And as I dive deeper, I recognize that I am a being of love. I have unconditional love towards my family, people at work, and in this gentle awareness, I visualize each member of my family, my husband or wife, and now I see them as this beautiful soul shining between their forehead. I see them as God's child. I see my children, my other close family members, and yet I see that beautiful light between their foreheads. And I send the vibration of love, good wishes, each one of them. I see the goodness within them and appreciate them. Thank them for being there in my life, for giving me so much of happiness and support. And in this experience of feeling that love, I feel so loved within, light, happy, contented. I come back feeling light and contented and full within. I come back to the awareness of my present. If my eyes are closed, I open them. And yet I allow this vision of seeing everyone as a being of light, as a beautiful soul, seeing their goodness to remain in my mind, to remain in my heart. Om Shanti.